Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold delegation-level talks with his Polish counterpart Donald Tusk in Warsaw this afternoon. Ministry of External Affairs dismisses reports of flooding in Bangladesh due to opening of dam on Gumti River in Tripura. Terrorism is a global threat for peace and development, says India at UN, calls for comprehensive international anti-terrorism convention. Delhi police busts Al-Qaeda terror module, detains 14 people from three states. First meeting of Joint Parliamentary Committee on Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 begins in New Delhi. And President Draupadi Murmu confers Rashtriya Vigyan Puraskar at Rashtrapati Bhavan. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold delegation-level talks with his Polish counterpart Donald Tusk in Warsaw this afternoon. The two leaders are expected to review bilateral relationships and exchange views on a range of issues. The meeting between the two sides will also offer an opportunity to explore other avenues of mutual interests. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today received a ceremonial welcome at Chancellery in Warsaw. Prime Minister of Poland, Donald Tusk, was also present on this occasion. After the bilateral talks, Mr. Modi will call on the President of Poland, Andrzej Duda. The Prime Minister will also lay a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier. He will also interact with business leaders and Polish influencers. Last night, addressing the Indian diaspora in Warsaw, Prime Minister said India had a policy of maintaining distance from other countries, but the policy of today's India is to remain close to all nations. The Prime Minister stated that India's stance is clear, that this is not an era of war, and India believes in dialogue and diplomacy to resolve conflicts.
Bharat. बुद्ध की विरासत वाली धरती है और जब बुद्ध की बात आती है तो जो युद्ध नहीं शांति पर विश्वास करती है और इसलिए भारत इस रीजन में भी स्थायी शांति का एक बड़ा पैरोकार है ये युद्ध का युग नहीं है इसलिए भारत डिप्लोमेसी और डायलॉग पर बल दे रहा है
The Prime Minister reached Warsaw last evening in the first leg of his two-nation visit to Poland and Ukraine. We have more from our correspondent.
Poland is an important partner for India in Central Europe. The bilateral trade between India and Poland is substantial and it is of the order of $6 billion, which makes Poland India's largest trading partner in Central and Eastern Europe. India's investment into Poland is estimated at around $3 billion and the Polish investment into India is about $1 billion. A number of Indian companies have active business presence in Poland, which are engaged in various sectors including IT, electronics, pharmaceuticals, steel, metals and chemicals. Nearly 30 companies of Poland are engaged in various business activities in India. With Anand Kumar's report, Swati Rakheja for Akashvani News.
In the second and final leg of his two-nation tour, the Prime Minister will reach Ukraine tomorrow on the invitation of the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The government has said that the flood situation in Bangladesh is not due to release of water from the Indian dam on Gumti River in Tripura. In a statement issued today, Ministry of External Affairs said concerns are being expressed in Bangladesh that the current situation of flood in districts on the eastern borders of Bangladesh has been caused by opening of the Dambur Dam upstream of the Gumti River in Tripura. The ministry termed this factually incorrect, pointing out that the catchment areas of Gumti River have witnessed heaviest rains in the last few days, and the flood in Bangladesh is primarily due to waters from these large catchments downstream of the dam. The ministry said it remains committed to resolving issues and mutual concerns in water resources and river water management through bilateral consultations and technical discussions. In Tripura, even as the water level in capital Agartala is receding, the flood situation continues to remain grim in Gomati and South Tripura districts. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has spoken with Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha and took stock of the flood situation in the state. In a social media post, Mr. Shah has assured all possible assistance from the centre. More from our Agartala correspondent.
Four NDRF teams which reached Agartala yesterday have been deployed in Gomati and West Tripura districts for rescue and relief operations. Talking to Akashvani, Tripura Revenue Secretary Brijesh Pandey said that four more teams of NDRF are likely to reach the state soon. He said, even though the intensity of rainfall has decreased, there is a prediction from the IMD of heavy rainfall in the evening. The death toll in the rain-related incidents has gone up to 12. Meanwhile, Union Home Minister has assured Tripura Chief Minister that centre is rushing teams of NDRF apart from boats and helicopters to the state to assist in rescue and relief operations. Kunal Shinde, Akashvani News, Agartala.
India said that terrorism is a global threat to peace development and called for a comprehensive international anti-terrorism convention. The chargé d'affaires of India's UN mission, R. Ravindra, who was speaking at the high-level open debate on peace-building and sustaining peace convened by the Council's president, Sierra Leone, said that given the importance of development for peace-building, India has extensive development partnerships with countries in the Global South, and the cumulative value of its developmental projects now exceeds $40 billion.
Terrorism is a global threat to peace and security, but also to development. No global prevention mechanism can be complete without a comprehensive approach to counter-terrorism. We reiterate the urgent need for a comprehensive convention on international terrorism. India has always played an important role in both peacekeeping and peacebuilding. We have engaged in peacebuilding through extensive development partnership with countries in the Global South.
Mr. Ravindra also said India is discrediting those opposing the expansion of the permanent membership of the United Nations Security Council and denying Africa's rightful place. He added Africa's continued denial of representation in the permanent category of membership is a blot on the collective credibility of this council. Delhi police's special cell busted an Al-Qaeda-inspired module by detaining six individuals from Bhiwadi in Rajasthan who were undergoing weapon training. Apart from this, around eight suspects have been detained from Jharkhand and Uttar Pradesh. According to Delhi police, the module was being led by Dr. Ishtiaq of Ranchi and was aspiring to declare Khilafat and execute serious terrorist activities within the country. Interrogations are currently underway at various locations and additional arrests are anticipated. 15 places in Ranchi, one in Rajasthan and one in Aligarh have been raided. Recoveries of arms, ammunition and literature from several locations are also in progress. The Central Bureau of Investigation or CBI and the Kolkata Police today filed status reports before the Supreme Court in the case of alleged rape and murder of a resident doctor in Kolkata's R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital. The Apex Court's bench, headed by Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachur and comprising Justices J.P. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra, resumed hearing in the Suo Motu case registered by it in the matter. At the outset of the proceedings, the Chief Justice of India urged the agitating members, doctors, to return to work, asserting that the ongoing protests could severely impact the public healthcare system. The matter is currently being investigated by the Central Bureau of Investigation after the Calcutta High Court transferred the probe to the central agency. During the previous hearing of the matter, the top court issued several directives, including the establishment of a national task force to examine the issues concerning the safety of doctors and medical professionals and to address gender-based violence. Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has asked the social media platforms operating in India to comply with a recent Supreme Court order related to the identity of the deceased in R.G. Carr Medical College incident. The Supreme Court, in its order, has directed that all references to the name of the deceased, along with photographs and video clips depicting the deceased, be promptly removed from all social media platforms and electronic media. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. The first meeting of the Joint Parliamentary Committee on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 is underway in New Delhi. The committee is headed by BJP MP Jagdambika Pal and has 31 members. 21 members are from the Lok Sabha and 10 members from the Rajya Sabha. The committee has been tasked by the Lok Sabha to scrutinize the bill. Officials from the Ministry of Minority Affairs and Ministry of Law and Justice are briefing the members about the various amendments proposed in the draft law. Speaking to media ahead of the meeting, Mr. Pal said they will give maximum opportunities to the maximum number of people from minority organizations while discussing the provisions of the bill. Mr. Pal said the committee will discuss all the 44 amendments and bring a good and comprehensive legislation by the next session of Parliament.
पिछले दिनों जिस तरीके से लगातार कहीं न कहीं वक्फ बोर्ड में प्रॉपर्टीज के बारे में कि लोग बड़ी पवित्र भाव से देते थे और खुर्दबुर्द होता था, तो आज उसके लिए एक रिफॉर्म लेके आए हैं और लगातार जो ये एक्ट रहा है उस एक्ट में अब 95 में 44 संशोधन हुए हैं। वो सभी संशोधन पे हम जेपीसी में बात करेंगे और एक अच्छा कंप्रिहेंसिव बिल अगले सेशन तक लाएंगे।
The Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 is intended to overcome the shortcomings and to enhance the efficiency of the administration and management of the Waqf properties. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the Rashtriya Vigyan Puraskar 2024 to renowned and distinguished scientists at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Professor Govinda Rajan Padmanabhan was given the Vigyan Ratna 2024 award by the President. Dr. Anand Ramakrishnan received Vigyan Shri award in the field of agricultural science. Dr. Avesh Kumar Tyagi from Bhabha Atomic Research Center, Mumbai, was conferred upon Vigyan Shri award in the field of atomic energy. Professor Jayant Bhalchandra Udgaonkar from Indian Institute of Science Education and Research, Pune, was awarded Vigyan Shri Award in Biological Sciences. Tamil actor and Tamiliga Vetri Kadagam party head Vijay has unveiled his party's flag in Chennai. Announcing his political travel from today, the actor politician vowed to remove differences in the name of caste and religion. Vijay took a pledge along with party workers and leaders at the party office. In the pledge, he highlighted the role played by freedom fighters and also assured to strive for equal opportunities and equal rights for all. In Bangladesh, the interim government has taken a decision to publish a white paper on the state of the economy in six priority areas, including public finance, inflation, and food management. An economist and a distinguished fellow of the Center for Policy Dialogue, Debapriya Bhattacharya, will be the chief of a panel of economists and eminent citizens who will come up with the white paper. In a statement, the chief advisor's office said the committee will publish the white paper within 90 days after taking charge. The Supreme Court of Sri Lanka has ordered the Election Commission to take measures to hold the postponed local government elections immediately. The court also ruled that the fundamental rights of voters have been violated through the postponement of the 2023 local government elections. Issuing its verdict on the case today, the Supreme Court ruled that the President, as the Minister of Finance, and the members of the Election Commission have violated the fundamental rights of voters. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office has denied that he agreed to withdraw military forces from the Gaza-Egypt border as part of a potential ceasefire deal with Hamas. In a statement, the office of Mr. Netanyahu called the reports incorrect after U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced on Monday that Israel has accepted the withdrawal of Israeli troops from the Philadelphia corridor. Two-time Olympic medalist Neeraj Chopra will be in action in the men's javelin throw event at the prestigious Lausanne Diamond League meet in Switzerland tonight. The event is set to commence at around 12:10 a.m. IST. The 26-year-old is taking part in the competition after winning the silver medal at the Paris Olympics 2024. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold delegation-level talks with his Polish counterpart Donald Tusk in Warsaw this afternoon. Ministry of External Affairs dismisses reports of flooding in Bangladesh due to opening of dam on Gumti River in Tripura. Terrorism is a global threat for peace and development, says India at the UN, calls for comprehensive international anti-terrorism convention. Delhi police busts Al-Qaeda terror module, detains 14 people from three states. First meeting of Joint Parliamentary Committee on Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 begins in New Delhi, and President Draupadi Murmu confers Rashtriya Vigyan Puraskar at Rashtrapati Bhavan. And with that, we end the midday news.